Guys, you wouldn't believe it. We've got another patron.
What?
Patron of the podcast.
What? That's what I'm talking about.
Shout out to my boy, Matt Gwynn 441.
Matt Gwynn.
Matt Gwynn 441.
Support you.
The independent podcast that way.
Shout out to Matt Gwynn, man.
Thank you, Matt. If you want to become a patron and get access to our to-go show, which we usually film every other week after this episode airs, or after an episode airs, you also get access to exclusive Facebook groups, other content. You can become a patron at bigfoodiespod.com. And if you are a patron, thank you for your continued support. It's thanks to people like you. You, that we get to do this every week. So cheers.
What is going on, everybody? Happy second or third week of the new year. I don't know what day it is. It's Big Foodie time.
Never know what day it is.
I don't know
what
it's Friday, which means it's time for Big Foodies. BB Shea here, Biggie here, Matt here, coming at you live from the Biggie's Marco's Kitchen Studio. And Big Foodies, as always, sponsored by Boort & Castle Sauce. Thanks to all of our sponsors and everything they've done for us. So today is a very exciting day. Once again, we are getting in a time machine and heading back to our childhoods and indulging in one of the things that we all grew up on, and that is Totino's Pizza Rolls.
Pizza Rolls.
I like how you say childhood, like I still don't eat these.
Yeah.
As in a full...
I texted you guys the day we decided to do this and said I'm currently eating them.
We're in a time machine back to a week ago and eating these Totino's Pizza Rolls, yeah. Or as people have come to know them, Italian Gushers. So we've got a very variety of different flavors here of pizza rolls spanning.
More than you thought they had.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I thought there was just pepperoni. And,
No, wrong? You're wrong.
And these are all, and by the way, these are all to me the original pizza. This is Totino's Pizza
Totino's
Rolls.
Totino's Pizza Rolls.
That, to me, when you say pizza rolls, that's it. That's what
one
I think,
you think of. Yeah, for sure.
And so we started microwaving these, and Biggs was like, yeah, man, so what are we going to do? Like six a piece? And I'm like, what are you, my mom? Like,
don't stop me.
We're trying to limit the amount of pizza rolls I get to eat.
Well, your mom, by the way, is really good at roasting you on social media.
She really is.
She's the champ.
I really enjoy it. You're my hero.
She's my hero, too. All right, so what do we got first, guys?
Well, first up, let's go with the triple meat.
Triple meat.
Now, this has pepperoni, sausage, Ham.
Okay.
Basically, anything you can dice and get into a little puck.
And fit into the gusher.
Yeah.
It's just a pork a pork pocket.
And we warmed these and cooked these the way that you traditionally do in the microwave.
That's the only way.
Yeah. It's not the only way anymore. I argue, and I've had these in an air fryer, and they're great.
In an air fryer?
In an air fryer.
I think that's too bougie for the pizza roll.
For a pizza roll, exactly.
I disagree. I think the essence of what we do as Big Foodies is eat real food
essence
and try to make it as tasty as we can. It doesn't take hours to do in the air fryer.
That's
it's like
a
12-minute process.
I get that. That's a good point. But, you know.
The only thing that's crazier to me than air frying them is people who bake them.
Put them, like, on the tray.
Yeah, what kind of psycho has time to wait for a pizza roll to bake?
You have to commit to warning these early, because mm-hmm. I don't crave a pizza roll in an hour. Mm. I crave a pizza roll now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would have to catch me in college before, like, getting stoned.
Okay.
Like, somebody's coming over and we're potentially going to get high. Go ahead and put some pizza rolls in the oven. I'm going to want them in 30 minutes.
We need to be ready for this, bro.
We need them ready when we get there. Otherwise, no. The air fryer, though, short enough time to still pull off a good pizza roll.
I want to come to your house and have you air fry me some pizza rolls.
I'll bring the air fryer here.
No, I don't want that kind of danger here.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like
not an Instant Pot.
I feel like an air fryer takes too long to get ready. Mm-mm. Like, you can't just air frying start. Like, whereas the microwave is instant heat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
What?
You can hit start, hit your temperature, hit the timer, and hit start, and it boom.
How long does it take to heat up six pizza rolls in an air fryer?
Six pizza rolls in an air fryer? Maybe like maybe 6 minutes.
Way too long. We got those in a minute.
Yeah, but if you did six in the oven, it'd take you 30.
That's what we're not talking about with the microwave, bro. Like, you want to...
That extra time's worth the difference in the flavor.
All right.
Anyway, that was the triple meat.
I like the triple meat.
It wasn't bad. Next is as we stay with the triple, and I believe it's triple
cheese.
Okay.
Triple
cheese. All now, these look pretty filled, so this may actually be triple cheeses.
No, a lot of cheese in these.
Yeah. That's pretty good, actually.
That is just the cheese.
Yeah.
I'm catching some brie in there.
By accident.
Some Humboldt fog in there.
Is that a mascarpone?
Yeah.
Now, I was prepared for all these to taste the same, but this actually tastes a little different.
There's a difference.
Do vegetarians eat cheese pizza rolls?
I think they can.
I think they could.
Could they?
I don't want to speak for the great people at Totino's, but I feel like that's come in contact with some meat product at some point.
I'd be real iffy on,
yeah.
on eating pizza rolls as a
vegetarian. So, like, if you're, like, a vegan, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, a purist. But, like, if you're just trying not to digest pork, I think...
Yeah. That had a different flavor than I was expecting. Now, we didn't get any... I will say, these are all pizza-flavored.
Yeah.
They do make cheeseburger and ham and cheese. Ham and cheese isn't bad.
Difficult to find.
Yeah.
Difficult to find.
Next what's up, next?
We've got the triple pepperoni.
All right. Oh, okay. Okay.
Which I'm curious to see really how much more pepperoni is in this than the traditional pepperoni.
I'm biting and looking.
I feel like two or three more pepperonis in there.
Maybe.
I like the cubed pepperoni.
I do too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fan of the cubed pepperoni. There's a pizza place locally that does this on their pizza.
Oh, you'd say it.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza.
Of course.
Never been to Sir Pizza.
Road trip, brother. No, really?
No. It's funny. I don't live that far from there. I've just never been.
You got to go. It might change your life.
That's a good amount of pepperoni in there.
Mm-hmm. Good spicy pepperoni.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can taste the pepperoni. Feel,
as weird as it is to say about a processed meat, it doesn't taste overly processed. If that makes sense.
Yeah. That's...
You got some hint of actual pepperoni in there, yeah.
I was fully prepared for all these to taste the same so far, and they have not.
No. Like, I was thinking, is this going to be a pepper phony? And it's not. It's a pepperoni.
Hey, that was almost a dad joke.
You're welcome.
Pepper phony. What was the one you said the other day, though? The fantasy.
Oh,
yeah.
God. That
the sea of fantasy.
What's the problem? My father-in-law FaceTimed me. He said, I appreciate you giving me my jokes and play.
I mean, I just, you know.
If he ever tells me another food-related one, I'll deliver it.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
I've got
that.
A ton that aren't food-related, so I'll save it. This one is the combination.
This is my go-to.
Okay. What's this in the combo?
Pepperoni and sausage.
That's so it's the triple meat minus the ham.
So it's a double meat.
Yeah. this is my go-to for years.
Bro, it's like, just take the ham out and call it combination. These dude, they sit in these power meetings and just kill it. Look,
the Totino's pizza, my favorite one, the little square ones. My favorite one is a combination, which is pepperoni sausage.
No, I'm not gonna lie, that was really good.
Yeah, see,
that is good.
So the crap as I was talking about it.
The Totino's pizza, I didn't realize there was that much of a difference with the actual pizza with triple pepperoni versus pepperoni, but there is. Because I've screwed up and got the wrong one before.
Look.
Ask my pregnant wife.
Go back now.
When I was really struggling money-wise, last month. No, but the Totino's pizzas were always my savior because you could get... I mean, they're $1 on sale. So I'd be like... Just load them up. Load those up. It's like you could have it for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It didn't matter.
I can't eat those anymore. The Totino's pizzas.
I still like them occasionally.
I had them so much growing up that they make me sick now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'll still grab one just for old nostalgia. Be like, oh, let me get one of those. I'll have that for lunch.
I made the mistake one time of thinking that I could replace, because I used to eat pizza rolls fairly frequently, and I made the mistake one time of thinking that I could just get, like, bagel bites and it would be the same thing.
No. Yeah.
Not even close.
No.
Bagel bites are way too chewy.
Yeah. I
like a bagel bite.
I feel like your bagel bites or your pizza rolls.
One or the other.
Now, I will say, bagel bites, you got to put them in the oven. Like, that's the one.
Yeah, I don't think... I know they come with a little microwavable tray. Yeah. And maybe that's part of the problem is I've only microwaved those. I just... Look, unless it comes raw, I just don't need it in the oven.
Exactly.
I mean, unless it's like raw meat where it's like you have to cook this. I'm like, all right, fine. But otherwise, if you're going to give me microwave instructions or oven instructions, I'm microwaving it every time.
I hear you. So this is classic pepperoni.
We obviously cooked a lot more of these.
Well, we made more of these because
someone was upset with the other amount, so I said, fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Reminds me of the swimming pool for some reason.
Mm-hmm. This does remind me of summer as a
eating
kid.
And swimming.
Yeah. I ain't scared of no cramps, bro. I thought that was made up. Like, dude, I wait 30 minutes to get back in the pool. Like, you're going to cramp up? Okay.
Maybe we never were active enough. Yeah. Some of the other, maybe.
I'm not about to Michael Phelps from one end of the pool to the other.
Exactly. I'm going to stand here and climb on the wall like Spider-Man.
I'm about to play Marco Polo in the shallow end, Mom. Exactly. Let me eat. This has a much different flavor to me than the triple pepperoni.
Yeah, but I can't tell which has more. I mean, you could have had more pepperoni than the other.
That's the thing. I don't know if it's necessarily more pepperoni, but I feel like the other one has more of a pepperoni flavoring to it.
This, to me, this right here, tastes like a pizza roll. Like, yeah. When I, like, it's not even matter what is in it. You say, well, pizza roll. That's what I think of.
Yeah.
That flavor.
That's a pizza roll taste. What'd you push on it for?
See if it was cold or not.
See if it would explode.
Oh. Get yourself that one. That one's pretty puffy.
Give it a push.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like popping a zit.
I'm choking here.
A little pepperoni go down the wrong way. Would you guys prefer your pizza roll to burst at the sides like that so you know it's good and melty?
No, I like to have all the sides sealed.
I like to see a little bit out just to know they're all cooked.
Sometimes I just bite around the edge and then throw the middle part away.
You're a psychopath.
That's crazy.
Sometimes.
Like, I just thought of what doesn't make sense. Anyway, go on.
If you ever bite into a pizza roll that has not been burst at the side from the heating, you ever get like some extra, like, almost like preserved air flavor inside the pizza roll?
Of course.
That's, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like if it busts at the side, it's a different flavor than the ones that are completely sealed.
Absolutely.
Because you take a crunch and you're like, Totino's factory.
Mm-hmm. I think Matt knew that we were having pizza rolls, so he smoked a J out in his car.
Incorrect. I need to be fresh for this podcast. You need honest opinion. Not everything is delicious.
Yeah.
Man, that was a nice trip down memory lane.
It's, right? It's that burst of unsealed Totino's air, I guess. And it makes it taste different.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the top two are, which I love the combination, as I said, and then just, I'd choose that in the classic pepperoni.
I like waking up, stepping outside, and taking that fresh Totino's air. In the Adirondack Mountains.
I was pleasantly surprised with the triple cheese, but my new favorite's triple pepperoni.
Oh, the really? Combination.
Yeah, see, combination for me
great.
Runs away.
So the old double meat, not triple meat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Should we call it double meat? No. Name it something else.
Don't confuse them.
No.
And make
combination.
Sure, make sure in the comments you tell us your favorite pizza roll.
Yes.
And don't pretend you don't eat them.
Exactly.
I would never. Blah, 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 shut up.
You love pizza rolls.
There you go, baby.
There you go. Last one's you.
I just assumed that.
There he goes. All right, there we go.
I read the room. Rolls. That's how I knew.
Thank you.
Man, what an episode. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Let's give away a Marco's Pizza. Much better than pizza rolls.
Yeah, much.
Yeah.
How should we do this one? YouTube comments. Okay, yeah. I like it. YouTube comments. We'll pick one. Tell us your favorite pizza roll.
Yeah.
Judge the pizza roll flavors yourself. And we'll give you a free Marco's Pizza.
That's it.
Thank you to Marco's for being our kitchen sponsor. Thank you to Boring Castle for being our presenting sponsor. And thank you to, well, all you guys for watching. You can find us on every podcast platform, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. You name it. We're there. We are the Big Foodies.